So maybe just sort of by way of summary, when you go past the area where you grew up and you sort of look around, how do you think things have really changed, both in terms of what goes on now or how people live in the
Well,
area now?
actually, right where our farm was, funny enough, it's almost, other than it still looks pretty much the same. They're much, much older now, but the west side of Burn Road is now industrial, so that's changed a lot. There's a little bit, and then right up at the north end of Burn Road with the Market Crossing shopping mall in there, that's a huge change there. But last time I was down along Meadow where the school is in that area there, that hasn't changed a whole lot. That almost is still in a little, like it's been in a little
Stuck in
time
time.
capsule, stuck in time. Yeah, it looks, that area. I think Burnaby has its eye on some future development there, but I think it still, it still looks and has that same small, very small feeling from when I was growing
I
up.
wonder if being
So,
in the agricultural land reserve has played a part of
I
that.
think so. I think so. Because the land, as it goes down to, before it hits down to that North Fraser Way, or this foreshore area has developed a bit. That's new. But this section in here between Marine Way, the new Marine Way, and the new North Fraser Way, that area there is still looks, still has that same look, other than it being paved. Burn Road was one of those roads they kept gravel. It was hot, it was dusty. When I was growing up, I remember Burn Road was always potholed and dusty during the summer, or potholed in the winter. In the fall, when it started to rain, dusty in the summer. Once in a while, they'd come down and spray it with some oil to keep the dust down. But because I think Burn Road was on a bog, I think, and then I guess the techniques for paving these days are better because they've always had problems with putting paving on peat bog. It doesn't work. So I think that's why they always kept it in gravel for the longest time. I remember up until even they didn't pave it till maybe in way into the 80s or something like that. It was always a gravel road. I remember as I was growing up, summers seemed to be a lot hotter and longer. Like it seemed like the one long hot spell all the time. Winters were, this is when you're little, always, they always seem to be like 4 feet of snow
Really?
for some reason. I don't know. That's, that when you're a little kid, when you grow up, as you were growing up, that, these are some of the impressions that come back. But, they couldn't have been that bad, I mean, there couldn't have been 4 feet of snow or,
No. Though a lot of people
but.
tell me about sledding and tobogganing on a regular basis in the, 40s and 50s.
Well, maybe
So
then,
I often wonder, maybe there is
maybe
more snow.
I guess as the as Burnaby has gotten a lot more denser in population and a lot more high rises, and there's just a lot more, that's increased the amount of maybe thermal whatever, and maybe
It could,
it doesn't
even the
it,
way the winds blow through
yeah
town.
yeah yeah so.
And when you think about your youth growing up here in Burnaby, do you think of it as, in fond terms, as a golden age, or are you sort of a lot of hard work and you're glad you've moved on?
A little of both. I can't say, I think my childhood taught me the value of what work is, and what a value of a dollar, because my dad started out with virtually Zippo, and made a life for his family, and being associated with a family market garden, I having been involved in all phases of it, towards the end I was also doing all the bookkeeping and I did all the deliveries. I looked after all the vehicle maintenance and things like that as well. You know, so it helped. You know, it gave me a well-rounded kind of upbringing, I think. And I think I truly understand, you know, what it is to, I feel, although it was hard work, and I feel that, you know, I don't think of it as harsh, but I do feel that it helped build my character as far as what, you know, how I tackle things and how I encounter and how I deal with things. Just, you know, because when you're trying to run a family business, you know, you have to think on your feet a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Something goes down and you have to improvise. You have to, you know, there's no magic thing that you can go and make it, you know, you have to figure it out and you know, persevere, kind of thing. Because I remember going through some pretty lean years sometimes, and I remember there was some weather issues 1 year, and you know that affected the crops. 1 year we had some kind of infestation of some weird kind of nematode or whatever it was, and we pretty well lost, you know, all our, because it was in the soil. I mean, you couldn't plant it anymore. Mm-hmm. We couldn't, you know, we lost one of our crops. You know, we couldn't plant carrots anymore, because it's not that it was harmful. It's just that, you know, it had little, you know, these little things bore holes in all your product, and mm-hmm. you couldn't sell it. So, mm-hmm. and you couldn't sterilize your land. So the only thing you can do is just, you know, it dies out in about a year. So you had to, you know, that meant that whole year you couldn't, mm. you know, that was one whole product line you didn't have anymore.
Right.
So you know, it. And I think as far as, I don't know if I mentioned it on the tape or we were just discussing it, but I think the family-run market garden is a really tough go in the current times, mm-hmm. just because of the wholesale cost of veggies, mm-hmm. the middle wholesalers, and just the cost of production, you know, it makes that profit margin really, really small. I think most of the market gardens in Burnaby have switched to having their own stalls, you know, right on the farm, and they're producing right to the consumer rather than to a wholesaler. And at least I think that a lot of them are still making a go of it.
Hmm.
Those, you know, other than that, your only alternative is to, you need acreage to go into large volume crops that allows you more mechanization, mm-hmm. in order to enhance that profit margin.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, farming these days is a pretty tough go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, thank you very much for sharing your memories of growing up here in Burnaby.
You're welcome.
It's a different corner of Burnaby, a very different life, I think, than others. Great, thanks again.
Yeah.